We are always tracking the tropics in the First Alert Weather Center, and we have been talking about this approaching storm for Florida and most notably Northeast Florida with its impacts later this week. As for today, the weather is going to be fairly similar to what we saw over the weekend, but instead of an east to southeast wind, it'll be more out of the northeast. So we'll still see kind of rough weather out at our beaches, a high risk for rip currents, windy weather at the coast, and breezy for neighborhoods along and west of I-95. With an isolated off and on shower, especially this morning and midday, but there will be plenty of dry hours, and it'll be relatively comfortable into this afternoon if you can ignore that wind. Very similar weather will be with us on Election Day, so while there may be a rogue shower, if you are out in line at the polls, it shouldn't be all that inconvenient. The weather starts to take a turn downward, though, on Wednesday, as the storm system we have been tracking and giving you the first alert about gets closer to Florida. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy and windy locally, with scattered off and on showers. The temperatures will be a little bit cooler in the lower to mid-70s, and it'll be plenty humid. The wind will stay with us on Thursday and Friday. Keep in mind, Friday is Veterans Day. Temperatures will be in the 70s, and there will continue to be off and on showers both Thursday and Friday, with really rough weather out of the beaches and a very high risk for rip currents and just flat-out dangerous conditions in the water. The system looks to leave Northeast Florida as we look ahead to late Friday and then into next weekend. So there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but you got to keep an eye on the forecast over the next few days as we track the system. We'll have updated rain amounts and some of those wind speeds and gusts as we get closer to Wednesday. Stay tuned, and you can read the latest Talking the Tropics with Mike anytime. It's more than nuts and bolts and some of the science going on behind these storms. Just head to actionnewsjax.com. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.